Allison, our daughter, went with the Narcisse Youth to Uganda with Josh and Julie. So that was a wonderful experience for her. And it kind of helped her and gave her a vision for missions. And then when it came time to do an assignment at the Anglican school, she chose the topic child prostitution in Mumbai. So she wanted to get some field experience, so, and also maybe work with an orphanage. So she Googled Mumbai child prostitution orphanage, and up popped up on the screen was Rays of Hope Ministry, Mumbai, India. Pastor Manoj, director. So she wrote him, said, listen, my father's a pastor here in Israel, and we want to do a mission trip and help in the orphanage. Do you have any volunteer positions? And he wrote, not only did he write back, he called me the next day from India, said, we want you all to come. And so all four of us, me, my wife, Emily, and Allison, and we didn't have much money, but in the plan of God, my mother had died that year, and we had a little inheritance money, so that provided the way to go to India. So we flew there and worked with their orphanage and their church planting ministry for 2 weeks in Mumbai. Wonderful experience. And the Lord provided for him to come here and to travel around, speak in different churches. You're going to see a slide presentation first, and then Pastor Manoj is going to share from the Word and from the experience. You know, somebody, the other day we were having dinner with some Israelis who were married to...
Good morning. I'm so honored to be here amongst all of you, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I bring greetings to greetings from our church in the slum and all of our children. Namaste. Greetings to you. I thank God for this opportunity to be amongst you this morning, and I would like to read a word. It is from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3, and then Isaiah 61, 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives and release for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. These were the very words the Lord called me to be in his service. Thank you so much. It was back then in 91, at the age of 12, that I got to know Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I was born and brought up in a slum and in a Hindu family, and we used to be idol worshippers. And in May 91, I found Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and that's how my journey with Christ began. And in 92, I had a vision, I had a dream from the Lord that he's going to use me to pioneer his ministry, and a very dream where I saw that he's taking me to nations. And today, as I stand amidst you this morning, I'm very much humbled, and I find it privilege that our God is a faithful God, and he fulfills every promise. He fulfills the calling upon our lives. In 92, when I saw this vision, nothing was clear and I could not understand it completely as I was very young in age. So I continued my journey as an active Christian with the local church. And in May 94, the Lord confirmed His calling again and I made a decision to serve the Lord. So May 94, I made a dedication to be a full-time minister. 94 to 2000 was my journey where I served the local church by way of sweeping the church premises, cleaning the toilets, cleaning my pastor's car, their house, their toilet. I used to carry Bible boxes. I used to do stamping for the gospel tracts. I used to carry bags for the team leaders. You know, it is wonderful to serve the Lord in any given manner, in any service. Nothing is too small. Whatever we do in the house of God is considered and God Himself takes note of it and He does reward. So when I look back now to all those years, those were the years the Lord used me to train. It was God's way of workshop, preparing me for the days ahead for the for ministry that He has now and in future to come. So I really want to thank God for this opportunity where I went through all these years. And then in 99, the Lord began to unfold the vision that He showed me in 92. As I was watching the presentation by sister about God of the universe, you know, looking into all those details of God's greatness and awesome power and His infinite wisdom, and still He thinks for each one of us so personally, and He has His wonderful plans for each one of our lives. And that has been definitely happening with me, because I never knew Him. I never thought that I'll serve Him. But He found me and He chose me and gave me the privilege to know Him and to serve Him. So I thank God for that. In 99, the Lord began to unfold the vision that He has for the ministry and the calling that He had. And it needed to take steps of faith and pioneer Raise of Hope Ministries. It's a twofold vision: to minister spiritually and to minister socially. And it needed a faith to come out, because nothing was sure. I had no support. There was no finances. There was no church. There was no real backing. And it was just the voice of God telling me to step out in faith. And so early 2001, I went to the Bible school and was waiting upon the Lord for directions. And from there I come back and started pioneering the church, started pioneering church planting ministry. I was going around doing evangelism, and the Lord gave the grace to form prayer groups, and the first church was planted. And from that till date, by the grace of God, 6 churches were planted in slums amongst the non-Christians. And then the Lord started speaking more on the need to respond to the social needs, the social aspect of the vision. Back in 95, at the age of 15, one Sunday morning, I was on my way to church service. And for the first time, I came across such a scenario where I saw children searching food in the garbage and eating out of it. And that scenario was so real, and it would come on my heart again and again. And I started questioning to myself that I got parents and I have food for sure. But just the children who have lost parents and just there is no one to care for, and the desperacy of survival is leading a child to find food in the garbage. And when me as a Christian person, I'm watching it out, can I go blind? Can I keep on going on my life? Do I have a responsibility to it? And that's where, you know, the Lord gave the burden to start the orphanage. So 95 to 2005, I had this dream very alive in my heart that we need to have a family, we need to have a home for the orphan children. In 2005, it's kind of funny, but the Lord challenged me to take those steps of faith. Many times, you know, when God tells us, we do not know what next, we do not know what will happen, and we do not know the details, but just the voice of God telling us, follow Him. And so, I needed to take those steps of faith. I made a coin box. It's a kind of funny thing, but I made a coin box, a saving box. And the decision was that once this box is over, we will begin Ashalay. Ashalay is House of Hope. And so on 15th June 2006, this box was over and it had 933 rupees, hardly $18. To start with, we needed to have a place, rent out a premises to start the orphanage. When I found the information about to obtain a place, it needed $30,000, it's like $600 as a security deposit and $80 as a monthly rent. Paying the rent was the last thing, but to begin with, we needed $600 as security deposit and I just had less than $18 in my hand. And so I was fasting and praying and seeking the Lord for a miracle. And when I made a commitment to serve the Lord back in 94, I made a covenant with God that I will not spread hands before men for any of my personal or ministry needs. If you are calling me to serve you, you will provide every need. And so, though we needed a place and we needed finances, I could not go out and ask finances. I could not ask people. So I was praying and fasting and Wayne met a realtor, estate agent. Now they are known for their commission. They won't let go their commission. They are very much money oriented. And to my amazement, God started doing a miracle that when I spoke with this man and shared the vision, shared what we want to do, this man just handed over me the key saying, don't pay any deposit, don't pay any commission, just pay the rent at the end of the month, start using the place. And that's how on 7th July 2006, we had these premises and we began Ashalaya, the orphanage, with two children. Very first day, the Lord provided 300 rupees, like $6. I was standing on the roadside buying necessary groceries to start cooking for children. None of the friends or known people were invited because had I invited them, I would have to arrange snacks for them and I didn't have money to do that. Just $18 in hand. And I was buying groceries in the shop and I had a phone call from my wife. She wanted to talk with me. We were not married then. We were engaged and praying for each other. So I came out of the shop and there comes a black City Honda car and a Christian businessman. Then we really did not knew each other. He was there on his business trip and he saw me. He called me and started inquiring and I said, this is what is happening today. We are beginning the orphanage. He left his work, came over to these premises, opened it with prayer. And he handed over me all the money that he had in. It was 300 rupees, $6. That money meant a lot to me because it was a sign, a confirmation that God is going to provide. And so from that day one till today, I can go on telling on you experiences after experiences, how God provided us every single need. From two children, now the home has grown to be 43 children. So over there in the first premises, from two, the number of children grew to 17 and five ladies who are caretakers, the widows who are sheltered. And so the family became 22 people. And it was hardly 400 square feet area with single toilet bathroom. And 22 of them were living in there. Very uncomfortable, very consisting And on top of that, the neighboring people in the apartment were not so friendly. They won't like our children to play out or make any noise. And so, you know, I was praying for a bigger place. And after a search for almost 6 months, we came across we found the present premises that you saw in the presentation. When I met the owner and gathered the information, he demanded us 100,000 rupees, that's like $2,000 as a security deposit, and $200 as monthly rent. Again, paying the rent was the last issue, but to begin with the deposit. He gave me a 1 week's time, said, come on Saturday evening, bring the check, sign the agreement and have the place. Otherwise, I'm open to rent it out to anybody else. And so we really didn't want to miss this opportunity of having a bigger place from 400 square feet to a 2200 square feet premises with no more toilet bathrooms. And so we were praying. When we looked into the bank details, all the money that we had, it was hardly 46,000, less than $1,000. And then me and my wife, we prayed and we put in all that we had. And the tally of, you know, the amount came to 74,000. It's like 74,000, and we still needed almost close to $600 in order to make that payment. And it was Saturday morning. In the evening, I had to meet the owner. 9:30, it's 9:30 in the morning, and I'm waiting for 11 o'clock. Me and my wife had made a decision that the last option that we have, that we were willing to sell our wedding rings and her wedding lock in order to arrange that money. No human being knows about this need. It was only between God and us, and we were praying about this situation. It's 9:30 in the morning, I receive a phone call from a young man who is a PhD in physics, a Harvard University graduate. And, to go back, a little introduction about him, that just a month back to this incident, he met me in one of the seminar in Mumbai. He was a visiting lecturer in Mumbai University. And there was a seminar happening. And I was there. We really didn't speak to each other. He was on my right side. And at the end of the seminar, we exchanged cards. And now, after a month's time, on this Saturday morning, I receive a phone call from him saying, is that Pastor Manoj? I say, yes. He says, I'm so and so, I met you at such a place and I want to come see you and I want to visit your orphanage. I said, you can come, but I may not be able to accompany you. I have some other things to do. I will arrange someone to go along with you to the orphanage. He said, no problem, but I want to see you for 5 minutes. By 10:30, he was at my parents' place where I was living. And the first thing he did was, he handed over me an envelope. It was a very light envelope and I least expected this. When I opened it, it had a bank demand draft of 26,760 rupees. Just over $600. Very amount that we needed that morning in order to arrange that security deposit for the evening. And I was amazed. I was speechless. I had tears in my eyes and I asked him, what is this? And his reaction was, I do not know what is the need that you have, but from the day that I met you last month, God has been constantly speaking to my heart that I must give this money to you. This is my 2 month salary as a visiting lecturer. And I do not know what need you have, but I must give it to you. And that's how God provided for us that day, and we found this premises. And then, in last 3 years' time, the family has kept on growing, and now we have 43 children. Some of the incidents, shortly I'll tell you how the Lord has been providing us every single needs. Till date, 99% of our support to the orphanage has been happening by non-Christian people all locally, and people from different faith, Hindus, Muslims, all kinds of people, and they've been, you know, God has been providing us through them. When I started with the orphanage, I had an idea that God may provide us through churches. But to my amazement, I saw that, you know, God is a God of wonders. The same God who provided to Prophet Elijah through a non-human creature by a bird, which is bringing food each day to Elijah amidst the famine time. And the same God has been performing these wonders with us. Some stories, you know, milk. We were not able to buy enough milk for all the children. Hardly would buy half a liter milk, or mostly 1 liter, which was enough for just morning tea. And we were not able to give milk to children. And I was praying that, you know, it would be good to have milk for children as a healthy nutrition. And one fine day, 3 years back, I was standing in a dairy, in a milk dairy, again a non-Christian person who runs it. And I was buying something, and for some reason the owner, the manager, was staring at me continuously, long time. And finally he could not stop himself, he started inquiring, "Who are you? What do you do? I have seen you many a times with going along with children to and fro. May I know what do you do?" And I shared a little about our home, Ashalaya. And he asked me the location. And there he says, "From tomorrow morning, my man will come with 5 liter milk." I thought, you know, I politely asked, "Sir, can you give us some concession?" And his reply was, "Forget about it. It's a gift from me to your home. And for last 3 years, they've been delivering 5 liter milk every day without a single day failure." Hallelujah. God has been providing rice. 6 months back, the last quota of rice, the last portion of rice was over after the dinner. And our sisters from the kitchen, they told us that there is no more rice for tomorrow. It was 9:30 in the night time. And I had enough money to go and buy straight away. So our reaction was that I just told them, "Just pray, God will provide us for tomorrow. Don't worry, God will make some way." Same day, the same night, 11:30 in the night, we had a knock at the gate of this premises. And there was an unknown man holding 2 bags in his hand, 25 kilos each with rice. 50 kilos of rice he brings at 11:30 in the night, saying, you know, politely, you know, saying, "Please forgive me, I came so late, but I wanted to give this to you for a long time. Please accept it." And then just last month before I come here with rice, you know, again, a non-Christian person who runs, who manages a hotel, runs a restaurant, somebody spoke about us to him, and he came by, and he was inquiring. And he put a question across me as to how much rice do you require a month. So I said, combining our orphanage and our feeding program in the red light area for the sex workers children, we need almost 300 kilos of rice every month. And there itself the man makes a commitment that we are going to make a donation of 300 kilos of rice every month. And he actually started last 10th Jan. On 10th of January, we had the first delivery of it, 300 kilos of rice. Wheat. You know, 2 years back, you know, we need wheat every morning. We need wheat because we have to have bread as a tiffin box, bread with some sabji, some vegetable as a tiffin box for each of the child in the school. We can't send snacks, we can't send biscuits or some other thing. We have to have wheat in the wheat bread for the tiffin box. And so I remember, you know, we were through with wheat, no more wheat. And the evening, 5 ladies came along Again, they are non-Christian idol worshippers. It's a group of ladies who worship certain idol, and they came along looking for me, saying that we've been wanting to meet you for a long time. We heard about you. We want to help you in some way. And they had 50 kilos of wheat bag with them. 50 kilos of wheat. And they politely, humbly requested, we want to be part of your organization. We want to be part of your home. Can we do this every month? And so for last 2 years, every second of month, without failure, this group has been bringing 50 kilos of wheat every month. Milk, rice, wheat, God has been providing. And with every single needs, like whether it is oil or sugar, every day we do experience God's provision in some way or the other. With the education part, I wanted our children to have the best education in English private schools. Because I myself was, my education was, happened in municipal schools in Mumbai slums, which were considered to be very low grade, very low standard schools. And so I was desiring that our children in the home should get the best education. And God opened the door. I was fasting and praying for this need. And right in the beginning, the Lord opened this door for us. And all of our children today are attending English private schools, which are known to be the best schools in the locality. Last year, at the beginning of the academics, now every student, every child in the school gets everything new. Parents buy new things, from shoes, uniform, bag, books, everything new for every other child. But then we didn't have money enough. And so our first priority was that we should buy books and notebooks. And so we could not buy uniform, we could not buy shoes and bags. And so our children were going with the old stuff every day. Old bags, torn bags, stitch bags, and old uniforms. We somehow managed the books. But then I was feeling pain about it because, you could make out, you could see. Only these children are with old things. And all the other children in the school, they have everything new. And so I was praying for this situation and asking the Lord for provision. The same week, I had 3 phone calls, 3 different people called up and requested me to come and meet them. The first person, when I went in, he started asking about uniform. I thought that he is interested about sponsoring maybe for a couple of children. But to my amazement, the Lord provided us so wonderfully that this man took the responsibility to arrange uniforms, new uniforms for all of our children. Again, a non-Christian person. Second, a lady calls up who is a Reiki teacher who does Reiki teaching, some kind of yoga. And this lady, on her own, she just asked me how many children we have and how many school bags we request, this many. And she ordered on herself and arranged bags, school bags for all of our children. Hallelujah. With the shoes, one family wanted to celebrate their child's birthday at our orphanage. And they came along and they wanted to do some gifts for the children. And they asked, what is the requirement? A Muslim family, Khoja Muslim, Bahari Muslim family. And they asked me, what is the requirement? And I said, if you really want to have gift for children, shoes are required very much. And this family took up the responsibility of arranging school shoes for all of our children. My dear friends, I can go on telling experiences of God's provision. And we experience Him every day. The God of the Bible that we serve, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Elijah. The Bible, the God of the Bible is so alive, is so true, and is so personal. He has not changed. He's just the same, like he was, he is, and he will always be. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for your time. I know it's like I'm just a little over the time. Thank you for this opportunity. Well, we request your prayers. Keep us in prayer as the Lord has given us a vision to build a city of hope. All of our present activities, the ministry is happening in rented premises, but God has given us a burden and a vision to build a city of hope, one single campus, which will be a place of refuge for every person with a hopeless situation, whether it be orphan, widow, HIV positive children, HIV dying patients. City of Hope will accept all of such person with hopelessness. A single campus where there will be hundreds of and thousands of homes for orphans, widows' home, old age home, homes for HIV positive children, Bible school, educational school, a terminal care kind of hospital for dying patients of HIV, rehabilitation center for sex workers and their children. All of this in one single premises called City of Hope. We request your prayers for it. It's a huge task, but God is able to provide and God is able to build it for His vision in His heart. Thank you so much. God bless you.